from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. It's being reported that the former Carnival Fascination is heading to the scrapyard. She looks rough here too, doesn't she? Last year, Carnival sold the vessel to Chinese operator Century Harmony Cruises Limited, which was going to use it as a hotel ship. Now, Century has sold the vessel for scrap. Fascination was part of Carnival's Fantasy Class, launched in 1994. She was also the fourth Fantasy Class ship that Carnival Cruise Line sold during the cruise industry shutdown. And MSC Cruises is preparing to welcome non-U.S. residents aboard its American-based ships starting November 8th. The news comes after the U.S. government announced that fully vaccinated international travelers will soon be able to enter the states. Currently, two MSC cruise ships are already sailing from Florida to the Bahamas and the Caribbean. A third MSC ship, MSC Seashore, will begin sailings from Miami on November 20th. To sail, cruisers need to be fully vaccinated, and international travelers must have a travel insurance policy that covers risks associated with COVID-19. And finally, British cruise operator Marella Cruises recently announced that it has acquired a new ship. The Marella Voyager, first launched as Celebrity Mercury back in 1997. Boy, this is some old school footage here, huh? And previously with Mindshift, will debut with a complete refurbishment in the summer of 23. After the makeover, Voyager will enter service on June 3rd, 2023 from Palma de Mallorca and will even have a secret speakeasy on board. Very cool. Cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Not cool. Carnival Corporation down 3.3, 23.36. Royal down 1.5, 84.52. And Norwegian down 2, 25.62. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.